While the attack again the Gaelic leaders weel kent, the attack in Scots is often left out our histories. But starting with the skills inspector at 1845, the authorities started to ding down the Scots lead through the skills and sign among the community as part of a policy to centrify and standardise. This policy grew ever bolder as a wheen teachers belt at Burns for speaking in Scots and got them speak Southron, a lead they didna for ordinar here in their hames, wark or community, and didna rightly ken who to sound. Even the Kirk minister in they days paraphrased the Bible for them that didna read Ingalls. As the 20th century dawned, a new threat started to kithe, the mass media. The fact that there were nae programmes through Scots when radio and television started in the 1920s, and Scots wasnae quoted in the skills, meant that there were nae place for Scots speakers to big and uphaud their ain lead ayont poems and answering newspaper articles. And now Scots folk could hear Southron sound it all the time through the radio, picture house and sign the television, as it ate awa' at their ain lead a bitty at a time. There's nae doubt that muckle of the richness of the Scots lead has been tint over the 100 year by gain. Nonetheless, gin your forebears belanged ony part of the Lowlands, or Caithness, Orkney or Shetland, it would have been Scots that they spak as a mither tongue, and often Scots was the rotten lead forby. They would have met with narra nebs agin their language on the part of the skills, government departments and media outlets, at ony time for the 1840s onwards, just like Gaelic. As ye spear out your family history and gae further back, you'll find mair and mair documents written in Scots, and forby documents in Southron full of Scots terms. This is part and parcel of the culture of Scots family history.